City Manager Scott Hahn defended himself and the city late last week in response to frustrated employees who say the city administration has treated them unfairly in contract talks. The Alaska Public Employees Association, which represents the local Petersburg Union, has declared the talks are at an impasse. According to Hahn, the administration and the city council would prefer they resume if that were possible.
The council has apprised the situation. The negotiation team for the city has met with them there. They want us to proceed as we have been in good faith and as we have been. What really stands in the way is this charge that the union has proffered to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency.
The agency is in the process of investigating the case, which will likely require a hearing before the Alaska Labor Relations Board. The board then has to decide whether the complaints are valid and possibly order some remedy, such as an outside mediator. Hahn originally declined a union request for mediation, but he said the city was now willing to go that route, provided the union retracts its unfair labor practices claim.
We've said, that's fine, but you know, these charges have to be washed away because we're not going to have that hanging over our head. We don't believe there's any merit to them whatsoever.
The union's complaint makes a number of allegations against the city. Primarily, it says the city did not bargain in good faith because it did not provide a proposed budget or other projected data to back up its claims of monetary crisis. State and federal labor laws require that an employer disclose requested information that's relevant to the matters at hand in contract bargaining. In this case, the matter at hand was the city's proposal to reduce personnel costs by roughly $200,000 through cuts to wages and paid time off. Hahn says the city tried to give the union all the information it had, including this year's budget and the most recent audit from the past fiscal year.
Now, they also requested the upcoming budget, the preliminary budget, and we don't have that. Well, we didn't have it. We're just about within hours of producing it because it doesn't come out until this time of year. I have to do a lot of work. Particularly this year, it's been difficult because Ocean Beauty's closing, Trident's moving off. I mean, there's a bunch of things happening that it's taken a lot more analysis to figure out where do we think we're going to be. So to make projections for the following year has taken a bit of time, but we're right on target as far as getting our preliminary budget out. But they keep asking for the budget, and I keep saying, well, it's not done. I don't have it, but any pieces of information, I can give you that.
The city actually released its preliminary budget on Friday, the day after Hahn spoke with KFSK. What impact that will have on negotiations remains to be seen. But prior to the budget release, Hahn said initial requests from various city departments were already $750,000 over current revenues.
And I've cut a great deal of that out already. But a portion, I thought, would be fair to look at from one of the largest areas of expenditure, and that's personal services. And we're at a point now where we have a budget or a contract that will go for the next 3 years. It's important to make sure that we design a contract that we can afford to provide for the employees that we have. And that's really what we're trying to do. It's this bigger issue of the economy, the national economy and our local economy, as far as understanding what we can do for the next 3 years.
Hahn said he was anticipating a shortfall in city sales tax and other revenue, primarily because of a decline in local seafood processing. One of Petersburg's major seafood plants, Ocean Beauty, will be shuttered for the summer. The other two have said they are expecting to hire fewer employees this summer because of poor pink salmon projections. Hahn also points to broader economic conditions, like the national recession, that led him to believe Petersburg needs to cut back spending. He took exception to criticism that the data he presented from towns and other parts of the country isn't relevant to local negotiations in Petersburg.
Really, if you pulled out the articles I pulled out and to show people some of the things that are happening, they were to show a variety of issues, and they kept, basically, they don't want the information from the way I look at it, because I present it and they just ridicule everything I bring out. But all of those, you try to show that, hey, there really is a poor economy going on.
Hahn said the city had offered the union a contract that allowed for wages to be renegotiated after the first year in case the economic picture changed.
And that, to me, seemed like a fair way of approaching this, because if things turn around or if things don't pan out this way, the economy recovers and the money's coming into the coffers, we would love to be able to share that with taxpayers and with employees and everybody to try to make people satisfied they're getting their dollars worth.
Shortly before Hans started work in Petersburg, the city approved a new contract with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in January. That contract included an annual 2% wage increase. Shortly afterwards, under Hans' leadership, the administration began negotiations with the larger municipal union and proposed a cut to wages. According to Hans, the two situations are very different.
The way I understand it, the council went ahead with some raises with the IBEW, with the electrical utility, which is a separate business, because the demand for electrical workers is extremely high, and they didn't believe that they were able to attract and retain people for that area unless they did some increases. So they made a specific decision that that's the market demanded a higher wage. Secondly, it's a completely separate fund. It's a self-balancing set of accounts.
Also, Hahn adds that during the IBEW negotiations, the city was not yet aware there would be such a substantial drop in local seafood processing. As it stands now, the city's latest offer to the Petersburg municipal employees was a 3% cut to wages and a 25% cut to paid time off. Depending on how long an employee has been with the city, that leave time can range from 24 days to 48 days a year, plus another 12 days off for holidays, according to Hahn. The paid time off includes sick leave, which employees gave up in a concession in a previous contract. Employees also previously gave up a more valuable health insurance plan, which they say saved the city $1.4 million. Before negotiations stalled, union officials say they had proposed a 4% cost of living increase along with a new schedule of step increases. Currently, union reps say a city employee's wage can only go up a total of 75 cents by the time they've worked a decade in the job. But Hahn says the union's proposed steps were too steep.
If that was adopted, some employees would get a 3% increase. Some employees would get over a 25% increase immediately based on where they'd be placed in the schedule. And it obviously would bankrupt us. And that's just, that just wouldn't work.
As of Friday afternoon, union officials said they were not willing to accept the city's offer to go to mediation in exchange for dropping the unfair labor practices complaint. According to PMEA spokesperson Angie Parker, the city wants the union to drop the complaint with prejudice. That means the same issues could not be brought up again. So Parker is concerned that would leave the union with no recourse if mediation does not resolve the employees' concerns. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.